Shit, shit, shit sandwich.
What the fuck is your problem?
Shut up, you freak!
Thanks, I needed that.
Welcome to the real world.
Our department.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Bitch, please.
Pass the duchy, my friends.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
What were you doing when the lights went out?
Birdie, num-num.
Lynch me for what my people have done to your people.
Oh, durka-durka-durka.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room.
Hello, and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. I'm Dave.
And I'm Shecky, and in this podcast, what we do is review movies that you can see on the television. Stuff that was in the theaters maybe 6-7 months ago, may or may not be out on DVD, but is totally available either on pay-per-view or, you know, one of the pay movie channels. But before we get into this week's review, we have mail. We have an email. A listener email from J.R. Claiborne.
And who'd have known?
You know him?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying, who'd have known?
Who'd have known what?
That we'd get an email.
Well, I suspect that we will eventually get more than just this one email. We have actually a lot of subscribers, but I think a lot of them are not brave. We have a lot of timid subscribers. But anyway, last week we wound up talking about the Aardvark and the Ant cartoon, and you had said that the Aardvark was voiced by Jackie Mason and that the Ant was voiced by some cool black guy. And
yep.
And J.R. Claiborne actually revealed to us who played the Ant. Who was that cool black guy, Dave?
That cool black guy apparently was Dean Martin.
The coolest black guy ever.
So, I don't know. Somehow, well, that's very cool. Thank you for telling us that.
Yes,
and I don't know why I thought he was a black guy. I guess maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe he sounded... maybe I just heard... See, this is all, you know, personal references determine what your point of view is.
I remember him sounding, because now that you've mentioned it, my memory banks opened. I remember him sounding very, like, hip and jazzy.
All right, yeah.
But I didn't associate it with any color.
Maybe it's like a beatnik sort of thing.
Like, yeah, exactly. Especially for that time, I think he was like a beatnik. But so there we go. Thank you, J.R. Claiborne.
Excellent.
And he also said groovy.
he said it was
groovy. Now, there's one other thing I want to talk to you about before we get into our review.
Which is dead?
Well, the other day, I'm watching TV, and a movie trailer commercial comes on, and...
It's interesting that you say that, because I wanted to talk about a movie trailer commercial that I just saw, too.
Maybe it's the same one.
Mine is very scary.
Mine is the Pink Panther.
That's even scarier for another reason.
Yeah, exactly. Mine is the new Pink Panther. The Pink Panther is born or something, or the birth of the Pink Panther or something ridiculous starring Steve Martin. You know what? Steve Martin is no Peter Sellers.
Apparently not.
Apparently. Quite apparently. And I just can't even imagine, you know, and I look at who's writing and who's directing, and they're both guys that have very little experience. And I wanted to look to see if it was Blake Edwards. Because if it was Blake Edwards involved, I'd somehow be interested in seeing it.
Isn't he no longer alive?
Blake Edwards?
I believe he's dead, my love.
Is he? No, yeah?
I'm under the impression that he's no longer with us. He did 10 years.
Is he dead, or is he dead to you?
He's passed on, my love. He's,
Blake Edwards did 10?
For what you have done... Did he do... Well, who am I thinking of?
Blake Edwards. Did he do 10?
Who worked with Dudley Moore? Why am I talking like this?
I don't know. Did he do 10?
Well, I think Blake Edwards is no longer alive.
Well,
didn't he die on the Long Island Expressway or something?
What? Are you shitting me?
Was it Harry Chapin, perhaps?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, no, no. I'm not joking, actually. I believe he's no longer alive. Yes.
Wait, can you tell me what the impression is that you're doing? Are you doing an impression or are you just doing an accent?
I'm sorry, it was a vague James Mason.
A very vague James Mason.
Lolita.
Lolita,
would you get me a glass of water, Lolita?
Anywho, so that was, I wanted to see what you thought of Steve Martin as Jack Clouseau.
Yeah, well, if Blake Edwards
Jacques.
Is dead and he was involved with it, maybe that explains why it's so bad, because I think it's just bad because of Steve Martin.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's atrocious.
He's not.
Why are you bothering to imitate Peter Sellers doing Clouseau? I mean, it's just like stupid.
I think it's going to be a bomb.
Yeah, it's definitely. That's like someone had a fucking contract obligation to fulfill and a movie had to be made, and this is the result.
And they already had the music made.
Not unlike today's feature.
So what?
What? I didn't say
anything. See, do not do that. Okay. Whatever that is, don't do it. Now, what was your trailer that you saw?
When a Stranger Calls.
You know what? Why are they redoing that movie?
I don't know why they're redoing it. That's what I'm saying. Because the original just needs to be re-released. Just re-release the original. Because that shit scared the hell out of me.
Or just go to Blockbuster and rent it.
I was either 10 years old or it was really scary, but I think it's really scary. So just re-release that one.
Yeah, no, exactly. I agree 100%. I saw that and I was like, you know, it's just the same thing. Aren't there any new, fresh ideas out there?
I mean, that movie has some depraved scenes in it. I mean, there's a couple of scenes in there that are just like scary in the old school way that they don't really, that are overlooked nowadays for computer graphics or special effects. But this is just like weird, like that movie was kind of ill.
Well, you know what the new thing is now? The new thing is these overly gory movies, and I'm not talking Romero, but I'm talking like that movie Hostel or Saw and Saw 2, that they're trying to really get you with like the really scary, gory stuff. And it's not like, I mean, I don't know what the new When a Stranger Calls is going to be like, but the trailer looks scary, but there's just no need to remake it. I mean, look at Magic. How scary is that Anthony Hopkins movie, Magic?
It's true.
And there's no gore in it. It's a fucking, what is it? A ventriloquist dummy.
I bet they'll remake that.
Oh, God. Don't, you know what? Let's not even discuss that. If they remade Magic, that would, anyway, let's get on to our review. This week, we are reviewing.
What the hell did we watch this week? Oh, yeah, it was just yesterday. That's a memorable movie. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay, this is what's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to say, this week we're reviewing, and then you just lean into the microphone and say the title.
Yeah, but I don't have a sheet of paper in front of me, and I didn't remember it right off the bat. Because it sucked.
Oh. So now that you know about the movie, you hated every aspect of this movie.
No, but I think it was a contractor obligation that got fulfilled, and a movie was made. And a woman lost her man in the process.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly right. This was a multi-million dollar home wrecker. That's what as I'm watching this.
Multi-million dollar seduction.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of horrible because, well, first of all, it stars Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and Vince Vaughn. What is that noise?
That's our fucking dog, Buddy.
Oh my
scraping.
God.
He's burying something he's imaginarily burying something in the carpet.
That's what he's doing, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know that they can hear it, but I didn't know what the hell it was.
Sounded like someone was knocking on the door, but we live
middle of nowhere.
In a compound here underground, so no one ever comes around.
Yeah, and you shouldn't. Too many dogs with too many hang-ups for anybody to just show up out of nowhere. Anyway, So this is the movie that Angelina and Brad got together during and ruined the golden couple of Brad and Jen. And it's weird because, you know, for all the destruction it caused in real life, I was hoping that it was going to be like a blockbuster. Like I would be like, holy shit. Well, at least they got this, you know, this really great movie out of all that disaster. But, you know, it was kind of bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it had moments. What it is that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Jane and John Smith. Look at you shaking your head like right away. It's like, blah. They somehow meet or whatever, and they both are hitmen, hit people, and their paths cross one day, and you know, their paths cross, and for whatever reasons, their next assignments are to kill one another. And it's just like, yawn. And it was weird because it had some funny, like, lines. And it had some somewhat, like, action sequences. But it didn't have enough of either. Like, it didn't know. Like, I thought they were really, really trying hard for it to be a comedy movie.
Yeah.
And it's even listed as comedy. When I went to order it from pay-per-view, it said Mr. and Mrs. Smith - comedy. And I was just like, oh no. You know how like the James Bond movies are like action adventure, but they have some like, you know, comedicness to it?
Right.
I think that's what they kind of wanted here, but...
Yeah, this had definitely had a James Bond sort of vibe to it, but it didn't have it at all. It missed. It failed to, deliver.
The only good thing about this movie, really, is Vince Vaughn.
That's exactly right. Vaughn.
And I
didn't
thought,
even know he was in it.
Yeah, but I thought that was crazy because that's who Jennifer Aniston is supposed to be engaged to now.
Very strange web of weirdness we weave.
Yeah, it's like there's like 20 people in Hollywood and they all eventually marry one another. It's kind of insane. And they're all like in the same movies. And I mean, let's face it. I don't think there are many women in the world that are better looking than Angelina Jolie. I mean, even one of the first things you said when the movie started was, what did you say? She's all Tomb Raidered up. Like, they always have her wearing those, like, Tomb Raider type outfits because that's what she looks damn good in.
She was all Tomb Raidered up. She always is.
She always is. She's incredible. She's incredibly beautiful. And she's, you know, she really, you can't take your eyes off of her. But as beautiful as she is, you know, I can just look at a photograph of her for 2 hours if I really wanted to. This movie is wasn't good. And I didn't feel like they were acting badly. You know what I mean? It wasn't like this movie was, you know, like it's bad kid. Like that movie's filled with bad acting and bad writing. I just think that this movie was bad writing.
Yeah, this movie sucked. I think this movie definitely sucked. I don't know why. Let's put it this way. If all movies were like this, I wouldn't watch movies.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And, you know, as much as this movie sucked, I bet you it's 10 times better than the new Pink Panther's going to be. I mean,
yeah,
that's going to be like, oh, that's just going to be a crime. I was, you know, from the get-go, this movie was just...
Steve Martin's done some good stuff in the past, too. I mean, it's not like Steve Martin's bad. I mean, The Jerk is essential watching, as far as I'm concerned.
The Jerk is great, but see, for every one
all
good...
All of Me, The Man with Two Heads, I mean, come on, all this stuff is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but dude, for
stuff.
Every good movie, he's probably made two or three shitty ones.
Well, I think it's more than that. And I think since the 90s, almost everyone's been shitty.
I didn't even like Bowfinger. Like, people liked Bowfinger. And did I just say finger?
Bowfinger.
Oh, my God. I listened to too much Opie and Anthony. Bowfinger. But even that movie. And what was the movie I saw with Joanne with it's Steve Martin and Queen Latifah? Is that Bringing Down the House? God,
yep.
That movie was just shit. It was a shit sandwich.
Yeah, there's too many bad movies being made.
I can't think of one.
Every week we try and choose a movie. It's like, it's what the hell?
Yeah.
What are we, living in goddamn third world country? What do we got? A screen up on the wall with batteries charging it? This is ridiculous.
What do you mean?
I mean, you'd think we were living in a third world country where we don't even have a movie. We don't have movie theaters. Like, we're showing these things in our backyard with, like, you know, fake electricity or something.
Because they're so crappy?
Yeah, I mean, what is this? Everything sucks. Everything's a shitty remake, and if it's not a shitty remake, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's far and few in between that are good.
This is, I think this is as bad as Crash. Maybe worse?
This is, well, see, Crash really is setting out to be something all heavy and great.
Right.
Crash is on Oprah.
Crash is exactly.
I seen better acting, tough acting than acting in this motherfucking movie. This Chris Rock in New Jack City was better than this.
Than what, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, I mean, this is Mr. and Mrs. Nothing. It's just nowhere, man.
But can I ask you something?
Yeah.
If it had been Mr. and Mrs. Goldblum.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This movie, look. There's a premise here. The movie could have gone to a lot of places it didn't go. There's a lot of things that could have happened in this movie that didn't. This movie just sucked. Who likes this movie? It's a fucking piece of shit.
I mean, the truth is that when we reviewed Crash, there are a lot of people who think Crash is really good, but then there's a lot of people who think it's a pretentious piece of shit, like we do.
Crash is better than this.
Crash is, so you think Crash is better. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it was just like, and we didn't even like, you know, like usually after a movie, we'll look at each other and we'll say, oh, that was okay. Or bleh. We just kind of looked at each other and I was like, I'll make dinner. It was like we wanted to get those 2 hours. And at one point I thought it was almost over. I was like, oh, my God, it's over. And it's only, you know, an hour and 15 minutes long. Well, that's good.
Yep.
And then it went on for another 45 minutes. I mean,
yeah,
it literally was almost
a 2-hour movie.
Yeah. It was like an hour and 55 minutes.
Somebody needs to learn how to edit.
It's not the editors. That was just bad writing, because the funny things, the funny bits, or the bits that were supposed to be funny, were not. And I have a feeling, just because Vince Vaughn, when he was on the screen, mm-hmm. he was fucking funny. I have a feeling he ad-libbed, because his dialogue was so much better than anybody else's.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain a lot of that was ad-lib.
I mean, he's just a funny dude. Gay or not gay, I don't care.
What was the movie that we recently saw with Christopher Walken? He played the bum.
Christopher Walken.
And he's up in the guy's closet, and he says he's like, hide. And he's like, couldn't I just hide it? Couldn't I just mosey along?
What was that?
I mean, Christopher Walken, apparently, I think he was pretty much improvising throughout the whole movie on that one. And it was pure genius.
Was that the Fockers?
I think that may have been the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers?
I think, you know, okay, maybe Meet the Fockers isn't that great. Say what you want about it.
I really
Christopher
liked it.
Walken's performance was ingenious. Unless, of course, it wasn't Meet the Fockers, and then we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I don't remember. It's a blur.
I'm saying, Christopher Walken, improv. This is what I'd rather see. Vince Vaughn, improv. That was the best part of the movie.
Well, I think that this movie needed more Jeff Goldblum and less Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you know, Brad Pitt, you better have a goddamn good plot and good premise and good writing and everything else when Brad Pitt's in the movie. Because I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but he does, you know, whatever.
I got to say, he's not a good actor. And you know what else? Brad Pitt at one point was on the cover for Rolling Stone back when he was doing that interview with a vampire movie.
Yeah.
And that cover, I mean, he was the best looking guy ever on that cover, and it was like 95 or something. I don't know when that movie came out.
Right.
And he couldn't, you know, you after you have a picture that looks like that, you just can't live up to it ever. And ever since then, he's not been nearly as good looking to me. So it's not even like Brad Pitt is hot anymore. Now he's just okay looking. And, you know, he dumped Jennifer Aniston for, you know, Angelina Jolie. And so now he's even less attractive to me. So it's just like, I will never go see a movie because Brad Pitt is in it.
He's turning Woody Allen on your ass.
Well, no, but you just don't leave your wife of 7 or 8 years. I mean, let me tell you something. There are a lot of men who would love to leave their wives for Angelina Jolie. But if you're Brad Pitt,
who knows?
And you're...
Who knows what happens? Who knows the behind the scenes? Maybe who knows what?
Dude, still, if you're married 6, 7 years, you can't you learn to work shit out? Can't you go to the counseling like they were in the beginning of this movie?
I don't know. They were married that long?
Yeah, I think they were together like 7 years or something.
I don't know. That's their business. I don't know.
Are you telling me if we had marital problems, you wouldn't want to work it out?
I'm not talking about us. Nor am I talking about them, because I don't know.
All right. Are you leaving me for Angelina Jolie?
No. At least I don't think so.
We'll see if she returns your calls. So I'd say that the plot of the movie, like I said, is that they go and they try to kill one another. And she's really kind of like a ruthless bitch in this movie. But, you know, I mean, she's really trying to kill him. And he kind of never really, well, he does try to kill her a few times. I mean, but it's not...
He's not a bad guy. He takes a shot once or twice.
The one thing I did think was funny in the movie was when she was in the house and he had to go in there and he suspected she was going to try and kill him. So he got the neighbor to walk in the house first. I thought that was like, that made me giggle. But that was...
Yeah, that was around the middle of the movie where for about 5 minutes it sort of started to get good.
Yeah, I mean, the effects were cool, but the banter was not... Their banter was not as jocular as the writers wanted it to be, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm not thrilled with it.
I would, on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'd have to give it a 5.
You would give it a 5?
Mm-hmm.
What did we give Crash?
I think a 6.
I think we gave it a 4 or something. See, I would give this movie...
Oh, that's hard to say.
I would give... What's it called again? Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, right?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I would...
Well, that's a good title.
I would give this movie a 3.5 or a 4.
Well, I hear that.
If you want to give it a 5, that's fine. But I was really embarrassed some of the times. I was pretty embarrassed, and I just found myself waiting for the next time Vince Vaughn was on screen, because I knew I'd get at least a little nugget of something that would make me smile.
Yeah, you know, this movie really just sucked.
It really
this
was.
This is a suck-ass movie.
I think this is like...
This is the least groovy movie we've seen.
Yeah, this the groovy was...
So maybe I'm too liberal with a 5. All I know is the movie sucked.
Yeah, I would
not recommend seeing this, buying it, or doing anything with it.
I even was, because sometimes when there's movies that aren't great, but it's the only thing that's on TV, like I'll watch a movie that I haven't loved just to throw something on in the background. But this is like the kind of movie that even if there's nothing else on, I'm not putting this one on. I'm not going to put on HBO when they're playing it, or, you know, I would rather, you know, watch the Weather Channel for 2 hours than have to sit through this movie again. I mean, I really felt strongly about it.
Go out and rent Fight Club and Gia. Is that the one? Gia.
Oh, Gia. Well, Gia. See, that's why I know Angelina Jolie can act. Because Gia is one of the best acting performances I've seen, really. I mean, she's really just amazing in it. Fight Club I've never saw. It seemed like it was too much of a guy movie.
That's if you want Brad Pitt, that's the one to see, I think.
Brad Pitt? What? Is there a Brad
Pitt? Oh, you
want
to see the Mexican?
that was not a great movie either.
Yeah, I don't follow the guy. I don't follow him. I don't want him following me.
Is he a turnoff?
Brad Pitt's not a turnoff, but he's not interesting. I'm not interested in Brad Pitt. And you can quote me on that.
Oh, my God. Well, I will quote you on that.
And I don't have anything against him. I mean, you know, he's like a poor man's Robert Redford.
Right.
And I like Robert Redford.
He is no Robert Redford.
That's
and
true.
Are they redoing, aren't they, are they redoing Butch and Sundance? I don't know. That might be one of those things I made up in my head. I'm not sure.
I think they're doing a movie as well, but isn't that like, how are they going to do that? They're too old now.
Are you kidding me? There's all these wacky soft filters that they can put on cameras now to make you not look like you're you know, 107. I mean, look at Barbara Walters. All she has to do is watch The View or 2020 or a Barbara Walters special, and they have some sort of magic leprechaun camera that they use for her that really hides just about everything. It's really insane. It's insane what they can do. I mean, Jesus.
She's going bald, that Barbara Walters.
Oh, my God. How did you know that? Did I tell you that?
How did I know it? What do you mean? I look at her.
You know, I know somebody who edited something with something that was huge that she did, like the biggest interview she ever did.
Yeah.
And he said in the editing room it was hard because they had to kind of edit around the fact that when she shot from like behind or from certain angles, you can see that she's totally balding.
She's all Matt Lauer'd up.
Well, I think this is a good time to let everybody know about the new segment Dave is producing for our show. And I wasn't quite clear on the name of the segment. Can you just tell me what it was?
Nod to Great Unknown Greats, something like that. Shout out to unknown big guys. No, unknown people you don't know who you should know.
Okay, people, Dave's...
That are in movies.
Wait a second. So it's, Dave's segment is called People You Don't Know That You but You Should Know That Are In Movies.
People you probably don't know that you probably should know that are probably in movies.
Oh, God, no, too many
probably. Take out the probably, and you got that there.
Okay, so now, and who is, this? Since this is the brand new segment, and it's your baby, who is the first person to star in this segment? The featured person.
The first person is Paul Frees.
Who is Paul Frees?
Paul Frees is character actor from back in day. He's very, very popular. This Paul Frees was in thousands of movies. Literally thousands of movies, but mostly voiceovers.
Is he the voice of Count Chocula?
He might be a voice of Count Chocula, or perhaps just some guy from Russia, or near Poland, Ukraine.
Oh, I see. That's not necessarily your vampire voice. That's your Eastern Bloc nation voice.
This is true. Yes, it's Slavic. I'm Slovia. I'm one of the Slavics.
Well, tell me more about Paul Frees. Where will
Paul
people have
Frees,
known him?
He's the voice of the Haunted Mansion. And he's also the voice of the Pirates of the... He's very many voices at Disney World, yes?
Okay, Dave. I got to stop you on the voice.
He's very many voices, yes?
I think you told me last night that he's also Burgermeister Meisterburger.
That's true.
I think that is probably...
Paul Frees is so many voices that you know, it's ridiculous.
If you were on his Internet Movie Database page last night, and you said that it was just ridiculously long.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they listed hundreds of movies that he's been in. And they didn't list half of them, I don't think.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff.
And he's only been on screen in maybe a handful of them, and the rest are just all voices, voiceovers, voices, all kinds of voice stuff.
It was interesting because you were reading that he actually, like sometimes they'll record a whole movie, you know, they'll film a movie, and for whatever reason, the actors in it, their voices are shitty, and they would call him in to actually revoice like the male character throughout the whole movie. Like it's never the male character's voice you're hearing. And you're just, and the, you know, I can't even imagine an entire movie. Like, I've heard them doing that with, like, singers. You know? Singer. Did I do it again?
Singers. Eric Singer.
Oh, R.I.P. Eric Singer. So, oh, he's not dead.
Yeah, it's Eric Carr.
Eric Carr.
Rest in a nice bed.
Eric Singer's Eric dead Singer. To me.
Rib.
That's the problem. So what made you think of doing this new segment?
I don't know. There's just, you know, a lot of things that go into movies that make them great that maybe people overlook. And a guy like Paul Frees, who was the heaviest character actor in terms of his voice, voiceover, voice character actor, I just thought people should, you know, acknowledge him. A little acknowledgement, a little send out, a little shout out to the great unknowns.
I just want to read a little blurb from here. It says, Paul Frees is probably Hollywood's busiest behind-the-scenes performers. His well over 1,000 voices have been heard in countless roles, among them as Francis the Talking Mule, the voice of Suspense, Bozo the Clown, and Tom and Jerry. The king of the commercials, in 1 6-month period, he made spot announcements for over 1,000 accounts, recording as many as 12 a day. As a hobby, Freeze had played in many television shows and over 40 motion pictures. And this was written in what year?
1959.
So,
and in the 60s, he did, you know, hundreds and hundreds of movies. And in the 70s as well.
Well, I think Burgermeister Meisterburger was in the 60s.
Yep.
And you're right, The Haunted Mansion.
He was the voice for the Beatles cartoon.
Oh, really?
He played Ringo. He was George and John.
He was, oh, really?
In the 60s Beatles cartoon.
Wow, he was everywhere, that guy.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. He must have lived on the Hollywood lot. Oh, and also, unknown fact, he supposedly was a undercover narcotics agent in the 60s.
Isn't that crazy?
Which was revealed in a book about Elvis being a narcotics agent.
Well,
bizarre.
Does this mean that, what's his name, Chuck Barris, could easily have been a CIA agent then?
Hey.
Maybe that's not that far-fetched.
It's not that far-fetched.
My Lord. Our government has been wacky for a long time. I heard that Elvis Presley was like pulling people over for speeding and stuff and you know, giving them tickets. I had heard that somewhere, that he would like pull people over and shit.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God, no. So what are we going to hear?
We are going to hear Frankenstein's Lament, or Lament of Frankenstein. Everything happens to me.
Maestro, may I have an arpeggio? Not on your ribs, Oscar, on the piano. Oscar, you look worse than I do.
That's because I've been well, Boris.
When I was first constructed back in 1929, they had 100 scientists all working overtime. They even had a graveyard shift on my assembly line. Everything happens to me. They mixed me up with strangers, and they didn't care what kind. They stuck a bolt right through my neck and fastened it behind. But when they dropped my brain, that's when I almost lost my mind. Everything happens to me.
Okay, well, that was pretty cool. And this is a Spike Jonze album?
Yeah, a little rarity there.
What's the deal? Why did Spike Jonze make an album like this?
Spike Jonze was a bizarre cat. And, I'm not too clear about Spike Jonze. I believe he was an arranger, perhaps musician. And he's known for doing very bizarre, early sort of radio stuff. And
So these are like radio bits that were played or something? Like novelty radio bits?
More like novelty recordings that... Not necessarily radio bits, but he'll just do imitations of radio shows and stuff like that.
So this is like a comedy album.
Yeah, kooky comedy album. Sort of like...
Fire Sign Theater or something?
Yeah, or like Monty Python in a little bit different way, or the Goons.
The Goons. Who
the
are the Goons?
The Goons are Peter Sellers and Dudley Moore and that other cat from sort of the guys who influenced
Peter
Monty
O'Toole?
Python. Is it Peter O'Toole also?
I don't know.
Goons, that guy who was in that movie with Dudley Moore played the devil, Bedazzled or some shit.
What?
From the 60s, there's a Dudley Moore movie with the other guy. Both him and Dudley Moore were in the Goons. In the Goons.
Are you sure you're not in the Goons?
And talking about the Goons.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, this is the English improv comedy group.
It's not Peter O'Toole? Is he the guy that...
I don't think it's Peter O'Toole.
Okay.
It could be, though. It's definitely Dudley Moore and Peter Sellers, and these cats influenced... they're like influence of Monty Python.
Well, maybe, hopefully...
Anyway, Spike Jonze is...
J.R. Claiborne will have that answer for us.
Hey, take it easy.
He'll send us another email.
Okay, sounds good. This is maybe is he English? I don't even know if Spike Jonze is English or not.
Is he alive still?
No.
I see that there's MTV. There's like a guy who directs stuff, and his name is, but he spells it with a Z at the end.
That is a different Spike Jonze. He directed the classic Weezer Buddy Holly video.
Okay.
Where he placed Weezer in the set of Happy Days, and they perform at Arnold's.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen that one.
It's ingenious, yes.
So he is no relation.
Nope, no relation. Very talented director, though.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Two Spike Jonze.
This is the Spike Jonze that the band is referring to when they say, back in the shack, we had Spike Jonze on the box.
The band sings a song like that?
Yeah.
What song is that?
I can't stand the way he sings, but I love to hear him talk. That's up on Cripple Creek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. You're just like a wellspring of information. And we had time to do this extra segment today, quite frankly, because Mr. and Mrs. Smith sucked so badly.
Yeah,
we ran out of shit to say.
This movie sucked so much, it put me in like a foul mood. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to say about something like
this?
We
just both shuffled away from the television and got to business of making dinner.
This is the kind of movie that makes you want to, like, you know, go back to doing what you were doing before you watched the movie.
Yeah, it does. It makes you think, Jesus Christ, I just lost 2 hours. I just lost 2 hours watching a movie that was just totally a waste.
It's true.
But the upside is we didn't pay $10 a piece to go and see it.
It could have been The Honeymooners. We could have watched The Honeymooners.
Well, you know what? They're still next week.
That movie is so bad that in the description of it on the pay-per-view, they don't even list who's in it.
On The Honeymooners.
Yeah, they don't even list that it's Cedric the Entertainer. They're like, don't give away that it's actually a black movie.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the premise of The Honeymooners.
And we already know what the premise of The Honeymooners. I have no desire to see that movie.
Yeah, I mean, once again, that could have been pretty good. I think they could have done a good job with that, but supposedly, from what I've seen in the clips, it's crappy Mooners.
Yeah.
The honey crappers.
The honey crappers.
I think you're on a honey crapper over there, doll.
I don't know. Hopefully next week the pay-per-view menu will be refreshed or something, because it's been pretty bad. It's been pretty bad choices available.
That was shoe booty. It was all shoe bootied up.
That was the good the other day. That was a good thing on the groove tube.
Exactly.
On the boob tube, I mean the groove tube.
Don't overlook the power of All in the Family.
Well, they had the All in the Family top 10 episodes of all time, which I watched that whole show. It was great. And I loved some of the episodes I hadn't seen, but and some of them I didn't agree with. Like, this one of the top 10 ones was when, you know, Gloria and Mike got married, and another one was when Gloria and Mike, you know, had a baby. And to be honest, out of all those episodes,
fuck Gloria.
Exactly. Gloria was not the highlight.
Gloria!
She was never the highlight of any of those shows.
You know what's worse than Gloria?
What?
The worst episode ever, the one that just makes you really uncomfortable, that you just don't want to see, that somehow they always show, the one where Edith gets raped.
This oh, really?
Is really, really tasteless, man. It's just like,
oh, you know what?
There's like minutes of like interaction between the rapist and her, and it's just like really awkward and like, man.
You know what? I'm remembering it vaguely, but I think it might have been too. I think it was too disturbing. I think I blocked it out because I'm remembering it vaguely, but
it's bad. It's bad.
It's bad, kid.
No good.
It's no good. Ugh, my favorite episode was the number one episode.
Right.
Would you like some cream and sugar in your eye?
You take cream in your eye.
Oh, God. That is just a classic one with Sammy Davis Jr. I just, you know, I love the Rat Pack. I really do. So that's why I'm surprised that I didn't realize that it was Dean Martin playing the hip and jazzy, cool aunt in the Aardvark and the Ant cartoons.
Man, they did stuff back in the day they just can't do anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
That movie, I mean, that show is just pretty racist, but it's so on purpose racist that it's great.
What,
it's
All
just,
in the Family?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're trying to show you
obviously.
This is bad.
Obviously, but man, I mean, Archie is just so over the top. The way he refers to Chinese people, it's just like, you know, continuous.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't let up.
I mean, it's just like, you couldn't, I don't think you can do that nowadays, really. I don't know. I don't think people would really accept it.
Yeah, no, it's funny. You can't see that kind of stuff on TV, or not much. The only place you could see that shit on TV was Dave Chappelle.
Right.
And now you can't see it because various conspiracy theories are out there saying why you can't see the Dave Chappelle show anymore.
The Oprah does not like it.
The Oprah does not like when you make racist humor.
Do not offend the Oprah.
The Oprah, what is it? The Oprah, the Bill Cosby, the, who else? Reverend Al. There's this whole conspiracy. I think it's like DaveChappelleConspiracy.com or something. And there's like this whole long, drawn-out conspiracy about what happened to Dave Chappelle and why he fucking went batshit bananas.
Weirder shit has happened.
That's what I was, you know, I read the conspiracy and I'm like, holy shit, but the truth of the matter is weirder shit has happened.
You know, it's only a conspiracy because people don't want you to think about it.
It's true. That could be true. I'm going to put a link up on our show page today for that Dave Chappelle conspiracy because it's really worth reading. And even if it's not true, somebody should make a movie out of it because it's so good. It's just so well written. It's really a great site. Well, I think that's all we have to say. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Just a recap on Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Two words. Shit sandwich.
Shit sandwich, yeah. Definitely was just what I was about to say. Coming at you with a shit sandwich.
Oh, my God. Shit sandwich coming through. Yeah, don't rent it. Don't buy it. Don't watch it. Forget you even heard about it. Because you know what? It wasn't worth the marriage it destroyed. That's for sure. What a shame.
And who would have thought? I mean, who would have thought? Would you think it was going to be any good? I mean, quite frankly, I was like, all right, we'll watch it. But then, like, more and more that I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute. What could I actually expect this to be?
Tomb Raiders are okay, though. Those movies are okay.
That's true. But
I think she's, you know what, to be honest, I think she's a much better actor than Brad Pitt is. And I think that I think they probably got paid a lot of money to be in this movie. That's the other thing, is that sometimes people pay actors to a shitload of money to be in movies, and the movies just suck.
Look, if Brad Pitt, that's true. I don't mean to go on. Let me just react to that. If Brad Pitt looked like Pete Sampras, I think they'd be the same person because the guy's got no personality.
Oh my God. I can't believe you pulled out Pete Sampras.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
You know, the Brad Pitt doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to really, like, you know, hold the center of attention unless you're looking at him.
Right. And with the really short hair, he's not nearly as good looking as he is with long hair. So he's really, he's just kind of average with the short hair.
He's no Brad Pitt.
He's no Brad Pitt 1995.
Look. The guy is what he is.
He's kind of turning into Patrick Swayze. You know how Patrick Swayze had like a good 3-4 years where he was like the hottest thing ever, and then he started looking like his own brother? The retarded Swayze.
Only thing I can think of when I think of Patrick Swayze is him and
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley doing the Chippendales thing.
God. One of the better moments in the newer Saturday Night Lives.
Quite amusing.
Oh, my God. And the other favorite one of mine with Chris Farley is the with him skating with Nancy Kerrigan, because that was just Chris Farley. Holy shit.
Well, keep it together, kids. You're going to end up living in a van down by the river.
All right. We've really talked about just about everything else other than this movie. So,
well, that's a good thing. Maybe we should watch more bad movies so we can
talk about everything else.
Scope of our life.
Well, it is my week to pick next week. You did pick this shit sandwich of a movie, so it's my week next week.
Well, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. All right. This is Shecky.
And this is Dave.
Oh, and I just want to remind you to come on over to DaveAndShecky.com. Please come to DaveAndShecky.com and join our forum and have conversations with us about various stuff. We got to get Dave to post more on the forum.
Hey, you guys got to come on over there.
Well, maybe if you promise to post more.
I might just post a little and we can talk about what you guys did. And what she's going to do.
Well, no, not only that, but we post the movies that we just reviewed, and then we say, okay, you know, answer this thread. Come into this thread and tell us, are we wrong? Are we right about this movie? Or
it's a groovy vibe, kids. Come on down.
DaveandShecky.com. Okay, I'm Shecky.
And I'm Dave.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, here I am in prison. I have only this to say, that in the last analysis, I've learned crime doesn't pay. They're hanging me at dawn. What a lousy way to start the day. Everything happens.